So Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. My dear devotees, please come close and please come into the listening mood. Please find the switch from the prasadam eater to the listener. We will now hear from His Holiness Dhanuddha Maharaj. Maharaj is not sure about what he will speak. This is called an unprepared lecture. It's very common in our movement. but it will be good. You will hear. as you might all have heard, we have arrived at Narayan Bhatta's place of Samadhi. Narayan Bhatta is directly connected with the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. And when these six Goswamis of Vrindavan left the planet, they also left a mission which Narayan Bhatta took upon himself. This mission was to excavate the lost places of Sri Krishna's pastimes. It's very interesting how he found these places. Places in the fields, places in forests, on mountains, where the divine pastimes of the Lord still are going on. He found these places by the help of a little Ladu Gopal. You know, these little deities of Gopal Krishna, who carries in his right hand Ladu. He had this little Ladu Gopal around his neck, and Ladu Gopal would tell him, left, right, straight, age, age. And then he would direct him to a place and tell him what was the identity of this place, what happened at this place, etc. So this is the Ladu Gopal of no one else than Vrajananap, the grandson of Krishna. And this is the place where he had his bhajan kutir, I hear. And is also his samadhi here, is this correct? Yes. This is the samadhi, this is samadhi, and down a little under the earth is his cool bhajan kutir. So now, please let us listen with great happiness in our hearts and an eager mood to His Holiness Dhanuddha Maharaj, to his talk.
No, I'm not sure yet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
My mind is going back yet to yesterday, where we were watching that wonderful drama, and how all satisfying it was to appreciate Krishna's pastimes in the place where those pastimes are eternally happening. It energizes the drama perhaps in a way that you can't experience any place else. Just one comment. There's a section in Bhakti Sandarbha which I've been studying, and it had a mention to drama, and it actually put it in a very prominent place. It was a section where it wanted to help one understand what pure devotional service is, so it was explaining what mixed devotional service is. So it explained what karma mishra bhakti is, it explained what jnana mishra bhakti is, so that, because the goal is to execute pure devotional service, so you can clearly distinguish it and not do anything else in the name of pure devotional service, because you could recognize. So after this was all finished, it gave a verse on pure devotional service, and it mentioned the activities. And it was very interesting. It said, chanting, hearing, serving, and doing dramas about Krishna. So it was very in the Vaishnav tradition, because drama means that the actors, actresses, they have to take the mood of the protagonist in the drama. And the mood is Krishna Bhakti. So to actually do the drama properly, you have to pray to the person that you're going to act out and have that mood come into your heart. But it did make a comment that playing Krishna is a problem. Because the devotee, he doesn't want to take that mood, I am Krishna, so... But they get special mercy for that sacrifice. But what I was appreciating in the drama also is the atmosphere of Braj, Vrindavan, and how it makes it so conducive for devotional service. That's why one of the five most potent items of devotional service mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is Mathura Vas. To reside in Mathura means Vrindavan, Mayapur. And Srila Rupa Goswami mentions that these items, which is Nam Sankirtan, Sadhu Sangha, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the deity and residing in Vrindavan, they're so powerful that even a neophyte, that means one who has little attachment, if he performs any of these items without offense, he can very easily get devotional ecstasy. He can get some attraction or liking. The whole process of devotional service is to turn the consciousness towards Krishna. And by focusing the mind on Krishna, because we have a relationship with Krishna, then the attraction between two entities who have a relationship is called prema or love. So if we actually focus our consciousness on Krishna, some liking or devotion will come. And that's actually the goal. That's even the goal of our practice. Sachinandana Maharaj yesterday was speaking about the importance of practicing Krishna consciousness with relationship. In other words, you're turning towards Krishna, but you have a liking for Krishna. Just imagine if the thing that was best for you was the thing you were most attracted to doing. If the holy name of Krishna was the thing that in your heart you were the most attracted to doing, how wonderful our life will be. The whole idea is that if you have rag or attraction, it's easier to absorb the mind when there's emotion involved. And in the Shastra it says even negative emotion. Of course, that's not the goal. Kamsa was thinking all the time. I'll give you an example to show how you can focus the mind more easily when there's actually an emotional feeling than when there's just some sense of obligation or duty. Now, let's say I told you to sit up straight now, and I told you to think of a horrible snake that was crawling around with fierce. Okay, and I asked you to meditate on that. Now, you probably don't like that, so it'd be difficult to meditate. Now, let's say you were in a room, and in that room, there was a snake, a deadly snake, and you were locked in that room for 3 days, and you knew that snake was in the room. How would you feel? You would feel fear. Would you have any problem of thinking about the snake? You'd be thinking about the snake all the time because there's some emotion in the heart. So the process of Krishna consciousness and coming to these places, because they're so potent, and if we're in these places without offense, then we can actually get some taste or attraction for Krishna consciousness. Even in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it mentions, if you execute pure devotional service at the platform of sadhana bhakti, the second symptoms that arise is that you become free from all auspiciousness is invoked, and you become free from kleshas or miseries. Both these things are there. And it says that that happens whether you're practicing in Vaidhi Bhakti or Raganuga Bhakti. So the only difference is, in other words, the same result will be there. The difference is, it said, like when a leaf grows, the underside is a little rough and the top side is a little smooth. So when you're performing out of natural liking, it's smoother, it's easier. So this is actually our goal, and this is why we come to these places. Bhurijan Prabhu, he always would ask very nice questions to get your mind thinking. So I'm going to visit him sometime. So he asked, where is your faith? Where does your faith come from? Where does your faith come from? Your trust that this process, the faith means to trust in something sublime. Where does your faith come from? And I was thinking. And he was sharing with me, and I also have similar feelings. The faith is what? Where is that experience you get in Krishna consciousness that gives you the trust to actually engage in devotional service for that goal? And I know definitely Vrindavan, visiting these holy places in the association of the devotees. Do you feel that nice breeze? You feel that nice breeze? That's not an ordinary breeze. When Krishna goes into the forest of Vrindavan and he begins to blow his flute, there's two reasons why Krishna blows his flute when he's going into the forest of Vrindavan. One reason is because the nature of Vrindavan, it's not just a breeze. Everything in Vrindavan is moving to please Krishna's senses. When you love someone, you try to please their senses. But not just stimulate the senses, but when you do it out of love, it gives them pleasure. Just like you eat in a restaurant and you eat home cooking. It may be the same taste, but if you're eating the food of someone who's cooked in love, you're not only getting the sensual experience, but your heart is also being nourished. So Vrindavan is the place that is moving. It's described when Krishna comes into Vrindavan, the birds are chirping. It's actually the original symphony. When Krishna plays the flutes, there's so many beautiful birds that are singing. And they're singing very nicely. But how are they singing? They're singing to please Krishna. If you see any pastime in Krishna's pastime, if you see any of the pastimes, practically all the pastimes will have kirtan. But what type of kirtan? It's described when the cowherd boys are singing kirtan, there's two qualities, because they love Krishna. The kirtan is appropriate, it's done properly, in the right rag, but it's not just a learned music, but what is rag? It means that there's devotion in their heart that they want to please Krishna, and therefore automatically and spontaneously it comes out in the right way. And not only is it in the right rag or the right melody, but that kirtan to please Krishna is done with emotion and it's heartfelt. So that breeze that you're feeling, that's the breeze that's moving to actually please Krishna's senses by bringing him the fragrances and the tastes of Vrindavan. Also, Mother Yasoda, when she saw Krishna in the grasp of the Kaliya serpent, and Krishna was like lifeless, he was near finished. When the residents of Vrindavan looked at Krishna, when the gopis came to the bank of the river and they looked at Krishna, they remembered what? They remembered his loving dealings, his beautiful face, his pleasing glance, his smiling. And it said, sunyam. They felt that life now was zero. Why? Because when you love someone, you give your life to them. You exist for their pleasure. And therefore, if they're not there, you have no life. Govinda varahena me. In your absence, this whole world is vacant. That's the spiritual platform of depression. The whole world is vacant. Why? Because I live for you. And without you, I have no life. And when Mother Yasoda, she sees Krishna in the coils of the serpent, even though the water is actually shrapyamana, it's actually boiling. And it's this color of like reddish and horrible color, and the fumes are going, that the shrapyamana means that the birds were flying overhead, falling into the water, and they were cooking. And everything was dead just by the droplets of water. But Mother Yasoda, because her life was Krishna, she was ready to run into that water to get Krishna. And the other mothers of Krishna, because yesterday we had the drama with all the mothers, I thought that Siddheshwari was acting. But then I saw her with her own daughter and it was like the same voice. So she was just playing herself. So when he was running, she wanted to run in, but the other gopis, this is such a nice point, they love Krishna just as much as Mother Yasoda. But because Mother Yasoda was the mother of Krishna, whom they loved Mother Yasoda just as much as Krishna. And therefore, although they wanted to run in the water, they grabbed Mother Yasoda. And what did they do to pacify her? They did kirtan. Vibhavari sesha aloka provesha nidhatari uta jiva polo hari hari mukunda mura rama krishna. What's the next line? Nishingavamana simara sudha prajananandana syama. Why did they sing that song? Gatana koitava sadhana. Why did they sing that song? Can anybody say why they sung that song? Because they wanted to pacify Mother Yasoda. And it's a song about how Krishna kills the demons. So they're doing kirtan. So Vrindavan means everything is moving to please the senses of Krishna. the sounds, the sights, the fragrance, but not just to please Krishna's senses, but with the intention to please Krishna. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he understood the glories of Vrindavan. I used to go very often to 26 Second Avenue. That's was my favorite place. And when I left Vrindavan and some calling, I remember walking there and feeling I'm on pilgrimage and remembering what was Prabhupada's mood in 26 Second Avenue. He was thinking about Vrindavan. He was thinking in separation, why have I come to this place? But of course, he came for a higher mission. And I was in Srila Prabhupada's rooms. When Prabhupada came the last time to Vrindavan. Actually, it was the next to last time, but we thought it was the last time. And when Prabhupada came to Vrindavan, we came in his room. And when we came in Srila Prabhupada's room, it's very interesting. I remember, this is a little bit off the topic, but it's so nice. Prabhupada was remembering his disciple Jayananda. He's saying, he helped me so much. Can you hear me in the back? You can? Okay. He said, he helped me so much, he helped me so much. And I was thinking, do you notice this is an interesting thing that Prabhupada quoted the professor, a poet Copa, that the city is made by man and the country is made by God. Do you ever have notice how whenever there's a, even if it's a loud sound, if it's a natural sound, a waterfall or something, it gives you pleasure. And whenever there's a mechanical sound, it causes you anxiety. So, Prabhupada, he was remembering his disciple, and I was thinking, how fortunate that by selfless service, he was in the heart of Srila Prabhupada. I can't imagine the fortune of a soul that makes his way into the heart of a pure devotee. And then Prabhupada said something very, very interesting about Vrindavan. He said that now I've come here to leave. And then he said, but everything is here. And then he mentions three things. He said, everything is here. He said the Jamuna, the peacocks, and the white sands of Ramanreti. And Prabhupada at that time, I believe before that, it is his purport. Oh no, yeah, actually it is. Because the last Leela that Prabhupada translated, when you see him on the bed there, was Brahma Vimohan Leela. And that's after the killing of the Agasura demon. And Prabhupada's writing about this, and the cowherd boys are going on a picnic, and they choose the suitable place by the bank of the river. Nice shade trees, grass for the cows, soft fields. And the word that's used, and it describes Vrindavan perfectly, is Swakeli Sampat. Swakeli means for Krishna's own play or pleasure. Sampat means it has full assets for Krishna's pleasure. It provides the fullest environment. And what is Krishna's pleasure? Krishna's pleasure is the love of his devotees. So Vrindavan provides the fullest asset for Krishna to exchange love with his devotees. And this is a bit sad, what Prabhupada wrote in the purport. What Prabhupada wrote in the purport is, when it said Sukheli Sampat, full assets, Prabhupada said, just like our Krishna Balaram Mandir. He said you could, and he described, you can hear the birds chirp. I'm saying sad, because from an external point, that became covered. When we first came to Vrindavan, that was the outpost of Vrindavan. There were no cars. There were no phones. It was just the white sands of Ramanreti and the peacocks and the Jamuna River. So, we should come to this place. And I'll give you one mantra for Parikram by Narottam Das Thakur.
Very good.
This is the mantra for Parikram. Vishaya chariya kabe shude habe man. Kabe hama hera bo Sri Vrindavanda. When your mind is peaceful, now don't become discouraged. When your mind is peaceful, and you're free from the desire for sense gratification, then you'll actually see Vrindavan. But the reason not to become discouraged, if one follows the process of parikram, which means Mathura Vas, means that you visit the holy places and you practice these five most potent items of devotional service, very, very quickly the mind can become peaceful. And I often tell people when they're on parikram, you can start one place and you can go back to the same place. You won't see the same thing. You'll see something different. It's just like when you take a camera. Two things are necessary to get a good picture, to actually see. You have to have a focus and the right perspective. The perspective is hearing about the places from qualified Vaishnavas. And the focus is the peaceful mind that comes from the absorption, especially in kirtan and harikatha on parikram. So we'll continue to hear. Thank you. Adios.